Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think most of us have had chocolate milk before, I'm guessing. But unless you've had chocolate milk after running a long race, you've not had chocolate milk. In a similar way, I bet at the end of this Lent, if anyone gave up desserts or sweets, on Easter Sunday we get to have dessert finally. It's going to taste amazing, I'm guessing. Now, in a similar way, we do something similar in a church building this time of Lent. If you notice, we have the crucifix veiled and covered right now. It's kind of a similar idea, because one of the best things we have to look upon is the love of Jesus Christ for us, that he died for us on the cross. One reason we veil the image of our Lord crucified is so that on Good Friday, we don't just come into church for the same thing as usual, but we unveil it on Good Friday to see what our God has done for us. So in a similar way, we have chocolate milk, it's better at the end of a race. Similar way, we fast from good things, and it's even better later because of that. So right now, we even fast from gazing upon the beauty of what our Lord has done for us. Not because it's bad, but because it's so good. And so on Good Friday, we'll see with a new light just how good what our God has done for us. It is an incredibly beautiful prayer simply to take a crucifix, maybe at home, maybe in church, maybe at the end of your rosary, and just look upon what Jesus has done for us. We don't need even to say words, just to look upon him. But this time of Lent, that's not our spiritual exercise. If you want to, at home, go for it. If you want to just simply meditate upon Jesus dying for love of us, that's a beautiful prayer right now. But right now, in the church building, we simply ache and long to see what our God has done for us, to behold him, and to know the love of Jesus Christ crucified. Right now, we even fast from that, fast from something that good, that on Good Friday, the day we remember and celebrate what our God has done for us, it'll come with it all the greater and stronger image of his love for us.